Let's take a journey back to 2003. Canadian teen sensation Avril Lavigne was topping the charts and turning the music industry upside down. But what if I told you that the Avril Lavigne we know and love might not be the same Avril? What? Did Avril die? Was she replaced by a doppelganger? I'm Joanne McNally, and I'm doing a deep dive into a notorious internet conspiracy. Who replaced Avril Lavigne? Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Hey, I'm Tom Power. You're listening to Q. Are you trying to spend a little less time on your phone these days? Are you trying to get your screen time down from 6 hours to 4 hours or something like that? Cadence Weapon, the rapper from Edmonton, has been thinking about that a little bit. Cadence Weapon, if you haven't been following his career, is a rapper who came up on the internet, posting in forums and posting on SoundCloud, actually kind of pre-SoundCloud. He even talks about downloading some of his earliest music software from the internet illegally. So Cadence Weapon, like a lot of us, has also been thinking about his internet consumption and whether it's good for our brains and whether it's good for us as a society. That all leads to his brand new album. It's called Roller Coaster. It's the follow-up to his Polaris Prize-winning album, Parallel World. I caught up with Cadence, also known as Rolly Pemberton, from his home in Hamilton, Ontario. Off the top, I told him I had learned something instructional and useful from the internet from Cadence Weapon himself. Have a listen.
Just wanted to give a shout out to the top five submarine sandwich restaurants in Hamilton. Yes, I've only lived here for a couple of years, but these are my favorite locations. Number five, Paradise Subs.
Yes, my viral video about Hamilton subs. I'm glad I could give you some intel.
Can you tell us what number one was?
Number one was Mike Subs on Ottawa Street.
What's so good about it?
It's just very consistent. It's the kind of place you go in. It feels like it hasn't changed for like 25 years. And it's just, you know, all the classic subs you want are there. It's the platonic ideal of a sub.
All right. I'm excited to try it. I'll be there in a couple of weeks. One thing you learn from reading your book and looking into your career is how the internet has played a massive part of your life and a massive part of your art and your career. Can you, before we get into the sort of the criticism of it, can you catch people up on what the internet has meant to you as an artist over the years?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's really how I got discovered to begin with. You know, how I got my first record deal was just putting music up on some music blogs and message boards. And that was really how I built my first music community. It was just all online.
No rest for the weary or the wicked, stand witness. No rest for the weapon, I must keep with tradition. Now listen, this isn't just another sick written from the dark star, harmed by the sharks that get bitten. This is hard.
So I'm definitely indebted to the internet in a lot of ways. Even like the programs that I used to make my first music is just all downloaded illegally.
I'm with you. I think we all downloaded Fruity Loops on the same day in 2002. What's making you think critically about the internet these days?
Well, I guess I have a bit of nostalgia for the early internet. And I think for me, just seeing how it's become really commercialized and it's become really just this funnel for selling products. It used to be more focused on connection. And I'm really just trying to remind people of that, make people more mindful about how they use the internet, and especially young people who maybe weren't around for the early internet when it was not just, you know, an Amazon.com funnel for buying stuff, just to show them that there's another way to do it.
I spend so much time thinking about my own Instagram usage or whether I'm on TikTok too much. But in this song, one of the things you said you were thinking about was the Sidewalk Labs project where Google tried to build the neighborhood of the future in Toronto, and a little bit about how tech and the internet is sort of taking over our day-to-day lives and in our systems. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was the thing that I found really fascinating about the internet. It's like this place that you can't touch, you can't really see it in the real world. But the people who are the architects of it, the people who are controlling it, they have a very large in real world impact.
This initiative will bring together the local tech talent and entrepreneurial clusters that exist within Toronto, giving them opportunity to actually take their new solutions and go to scale and to commercialize in a way that we've never seen.
And I think the Sidewalk Labs project was a big example of that, this idea of this fully optimized community in Toronto where it's like the cars are going to drive themselves. Yeah. And just everything when it comes to the optimization, I find it really kind of funny. because it's always like, oh, it's going to be so much better. Except it always means a bunch of people are going to lose their job.
Right. It's going to be so much better, and garbage trucks are going to drive themselves, so therefore
Yes.
we won't need garbage truck drivers anymore.
Exactly.
Does it make you think about your life as an artist?
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. It's I think it's interesting with AI how every new innovation they come with, it's not about solving world hunger. It's always like, how can we replace painters and musicians and filmmakers, and how can we just totally eliminate as many artistic disciplines as possible?
Someone once said to me in an indie rock band in Toronto, they said, the thing you have to realize, Tom, is if they could do it without artists, they would.
They definitely would. I mean, it's this is the thing. I feel like we need to have like a better a stronger music union. We need to have people who can fight against these tech companies, because the way they see us as artists is the same way Shoppers Drug Mart sees their tillers being kiosks.
Right.
They want to turn us into the automated kiosk.
I'm Tom Power. You're listening to Q. Coming up, more of my conversation with Cadence Weapon.
Hi, I'm Jessie Cruikshank.
Jessie Cruikshank.
I host the number one comedy podcast called Phone a Friend.
Girl, let's phone a friend.
Not only do I break down the biggest stories in pop culture with guests like Dan Levy and members of NSYNC, I do it with my own personal boy band singing jingles throughout. Because it's my show.
It's your show, girl.
New episodes of Phone a Friend.
Yeah.
Drop Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
So work it, girl. Yeah, work it.
Okay, that's enough.
What I find interesting is that we're talking a little bit about the sensory overload and the sort of all-encompassing way the internet is a part of our lives. And you wanted the sound of this record to make us feel that way. Is that right?
Yeah, I definitely wanted it to be the sensory overload of the feeling of going on a kind of Wikipedia wormhole and just lots of information, lots of tech jargon, things like just kind of whizzing by. Like literally, do you remember that show Sliders?
Yeah.
Like going through like one of those whirlpools, That's what I wanted it to feel like.
My computer, my solution, easy access for the user. Space invader.
You're an artist who you say came up on the internet. You're still very active on it. I mean, we were talking about your TikTok, about Hamilton sub shops, but you also have a really active and really compelling Substack where you post about your opinions on the world around us, especially around the music industry. Has any of this thought you've been doing leading up to this new record changed the way that you interact with the internet?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a necessary evil to engage with some of these platforms. I mean, it's for me, the message is the most important thing. So I gotta go to where the people are. So I've been up in my TikTok game. But I think there is a future for me where maybe the Substack's the only thing I do, and I spend more of my time in the real world with my son.
This morning, I Googled how to stop using the internet all the time because it feels like cigarettes. How to stop using Instagram all the time because it feels like cigarettes is what I actually Googled.
Well, it is exactly like cigarettes. And I think in the future, there's going to be the same way we look back at, wow, I can't believe they used to let people smoke inside of a bar. That's how we're going to look at social media. It's like, I can't believe we let children use this.
We're going to hear the song right now. Would you mind setting it up for us and maybe telling us what we're about to hear?
Yes, this is Cadence Weapon, and you're about to hear my song, My Computer.
So I always saw Rolly on the computer. He was always on the computer.
Scam program, got it all on cam. Everything is
Brand new Cadence Weapon. That's a song called My Computer. Rolly and I stayed on the line after we were just talking about some of our favorite, like, getting off the internet books. Though after I recommended that to him, I went and looked at my phone for like 45 minutes. Anyway, Cadence's new album, Roller Coaster, is excellent, and it's out today. And that is it for the show this week. Our show is produced, as always, by the best team in radio and podcasting. Ben Edwards, Vanessa Greco, Lise Hossein, Vanessa Nigro, Corinne Jowen, Mitch Pollack, and Catherine Stockhausen. Our digital team, Shuli Grossman-Gray, March Mercanti, and Vivian Rashad. Podcast producer, Caitlin Swan. Director, Matt. Some call him Matthew Murphy. And a special thanks, our deepest gratitude, to our engineer, Gabby Hagarilas, who has been helping us out for the last 5 weeks. I was just talking to the host of Commotion, El Amin, about this, how it is a joy to work with Gabby every single day. Accomplished, amazing at her job, a delight to be around, funny as hell, and a pretty good guitar player. Gabby, we're going to miss you, but we know it's only so long. We know you'll be back someday soon. And the other conversation we have up today is with, it's really rare and cool to talk to an artist like this, Noah Kahan, who is one of the biggest selling artists in the world right now, right across the street from us at the Scotiabank Arena, which is the big rink in Toronto. He did 60,000 people over 3 nights. Pretty good. Pretty good. Good job, Noah. He came in for a Canadian exclusive conversation. You can find that on our podcast and our archive of conversations wherever you get your podcasts. Q with Tom Power. We'll see you soon. Later on.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.